You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with.
Hoorah!
You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret.
But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello and welcome to Bad with Money, a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. I'm your host, Gabe S. Dunn. Welcome to the show. If you're new here, we've been going through it, ups and downs, but we're sort of back on the horse. Is that what we call it? Back on the horse? I'm going to be reading your emails and comments. Thank you for writing them all in. Let's get into it. So this is an email from Danielle. Yes to Saltburn. Hi, Gabe, longtime listener. I've never written in before, but love you and the show. And yes, please, please do a Saltburn episode. Thanks, Danielle. So if you don't know, Saltburn is a movie by Emerald Fennell that came out early this year. It was one of my favorite movies of the year, which has been a contentious thing to say publicly, but it is. And it's a lot about class, coveting wealth and riches. And also like it there's a twist that I think is really relevant to this show. And my friend Drew Gregory wrote a really great piece about it for Autostraddle, but one of the complaints that she was getting was that she was not British and she had never attended Oxford and she didn't really understand the culture that they are lampooning or showing in the film. And so I went on Instagram and I said, I would love to interview somebody who's seen the movie, wants to talk about the movie, and also who lived in or attended Oxford or has any, you know, affiliation with the college. Because I think there's probably some British class stuff that as Americans we're just missing. So I put out a call. A lot of you guys wrote in, which is great. And we're going to parse through those now and find someone to interview about this subject. If there's other movies that you guys want me to be talking about, more relevant movies, let me know, write in. We did an episode about Dumb Money with Alex, and that was really fun. We haven't done a breakdown or takedown since then in a little bit. So if you have ideas for books or movies you want us to talk about, I think Sarah Marshall's coming on soon to talk about a book or a movie. So we will have that at least coming up. But yeah, we're going to have a Saltburn episode, hopefully before the Oscars maybe. Although it was completely shut out. Absolutely shut out. Anyway. Okay. So this is a message from Ariel or Ariel. Hey, Gabe. This is a short podcast from NPR about fine-tuning UBI experiments. They were trying to figure out if lump sum or monthly payments had a more positive impact. I figured it would nicely fit in a mailbag news segment. Hope you enjoy it, Ariel or Ariel. So I talk about this a lot on this show, but I am someone who is a proponent of UBI, which is universal basic income, which basically means that everybody would get some amount of money during the month or the year to live on, and then you would be able to work or not work or whatever based on that amount of money that you would get for simply being alive. It kind of sometimes dovetails with reparations, but I just am a proponent of it. I think, you know, that always these kinds of sociological, behavioral, economic experiments can be taken with a grain of salt because it's hard to really know what people are going to do unwatched. But lump sum to me has not seemed to be the way, just because in terms of how I budget things, I think it would be helpful. It would be helpful for me to receive it in like monthly or weekly benefits, not like per year. I mean, I don't want to speak for other people, but I think some people might feel, okay, so getting it in a lump sum annually, then I'm able to plan my year. I think it might be better to get it as if on a pay schedule so that you're able to better account for taxes. This is just me thinking about what I would want to do. And, you know, also I think a lot about people who win the lottery and if they get the money in a lump sum or if they get it over time. And people always want to say lump sum because I guess to me it's like, how do we know the lottery as an institution will exist? But so maybe they're like, I don't know how long this UBI thing will go. Maybe another president will take it away. So I do get that. But yeah, give a listen. I'll put the link if you want to give a listen to this NPR episode about it. We're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employees agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring in one place so easy. Like, think about how much you have to do in order to hire someone and how much you have to gather, plus scheduling, plus messaging. Like, if I was looking to hire someone, I would feel that it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish that I could use Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. I don't know if you know, but I'm a business myself, and I have to run everything on my own, and it is very difficult, especially to deliver you a product such as this podcast. Luckily, I have Melissa to help me, and we want to keep all the money that we make. So how do we do that? NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, see how you'll profit from NetSuite. Everything is so expensive. How do I boost performance? How do I pay everyone? How do I cut costs? Here you go. You want inventory? You want financial systems in the cloud? You got it, baby. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 I have been using Mint to manage my finances, but bad news, Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There's a better alternative, Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarch.com/badmoney. It is very stressful, confusing, and time-consuming to manage my finances. I try all the apps, as you guys know, and I've just been like flighty with them. They've never stuck. But now I have Monarch and it is easy to use. It has powerful features like collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, product improvements. It's just been really helpful to see everything laid out and especially be able to collaborate if I want to. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Yeah, we've talked about that a lot here. Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and recurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Of course, I've been frustrated in the past with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads. So was Monarch. So they built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. We never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's monarchmoney.com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial. So Melissa has kindly put together some articles for me to look at. As you know, I am obsessed with divorce, which I'm sure we shouldn't really, you know, it's interesting. I'm sure we shouldn't be talking about it that much. Maybe it's been overkill. But I did see that Elevest, which is a really amazing company run by Sally Krawcheck, who's a former guest of ours, was doing like a divorce week. And a lot of the comments were like positive, but a lot of the comments were also like, I just got married and I don't need to see all this divorce content. And it's sort of like, okay, you don't, but other people might. And also pretty defensive. If you're not worried about divorce, why are you so obsessed with being upset about divorce content? Seems suspicious. So here's a Yahoo Finance article about gray divorce, where it says gray divorce rates have doubled, but it's a costly move, especially for women. Now, gray divorce is what you can reasonably assume it is. It's sort of similar to like elder millennial or geriatric pregnancy, where it's people who are over 65 who are getting divorced. And that rate has surged. I think like it used to be that you got older and you just kind of settled in. But now I think people are getting older and like realizing, well, the kids aren't there. And there's no reason for me to stay. And I actually have a lot of life left to live. So they're just like getting divorced more readily. The problem is that you're way more entrenched financially at that point. So I can see how it would be harder to leave or harder to get out of a financial dynamic that you're already in. This article states that couples get married later in life. This article mentions that people are staying healthy longer. So like I said, you know, 65 is not like, oh, I should just stay married because I'm going to die in 10 years. It's like, I have 35 years of really great life left to live. I'm going to go to Brazil with my new boyfriend. So what does that mean? This is very relevant to what we talk about on this show, which is that gray divorce can gut your retirement account. And how do you rebuild after that with little to no time? It's very obvious that you should save aggressively before you get divorced or before you let on that you're looking to get divorced, which can be extremely harrowing. I know that like it's hard for me to do anything without just the words rushing out of my mouth. So I can't imagine how, you know, putting stuff away and then continuing to live your day to day with this person you know you're going to leave is probably like so stressful and bad for your heart. But you do have to plan this stuff out. And I always come back to the scene in Big Little Lies where the therapist is telling Nicole Kidman that to get out of her relationship, she needs to like find a new apartment and already have everything ready to go. So by the time she leaves, she can just leave, which is a very harrowing scene. But also I point to it all the time as like a really great example because it has such good advice in it. But this article says, before you come at it with the divorce, find a new place, find new health insurance, know that you're going to be paying legal bills. So though for these types of things, you do kind of get fed up and want to fly off the handle, you can't. This article talks to a financial planner named Michelle Crum, great name, who represented a couple that got divorced at 50, and she was an executive and her husband was the stay-at-home dad, and she had to give him half of her 401k and she has to pay him alimony. So it looks like on paper, the woman makes a ton of money, but in reality, there's not really a lot left by having to pay this alimony. And again, we've talked a lot about looking at your finances when you're in your 20s and 30s and figuring out what you want your life to look like. But the problem is that when you reach a certain age, you don't know what's going to happen. You can't predict your husband leaving you or you getting sick or any number of things that could happen. Someone dies in your life and you're responsible for their child. You just have no idea. So you can think you're on the right track and then all this stuff can just like change. So you do have to have sort of tough conversations that might change your lifestyle. If you are married to someone and you have a lifestyle together, and then you have to sort of delay that because you're paying someone alimony or you're sort of delaying the retirement that you thought you would have. I think factoring that in younger and younger seems pretty cynical, but you can only go through to get back to the life you want. And I'm not getting divorced. I'm not a gray divorcee, but I think it is worth looking at how not just on this show where we talk about people in their 20s and 30s rebuilding or building for the first time, but people who you might think, oh, they don't have a long way to go to rebuild, that can still happen to them. And what does that look like? And how do you prepare for that? Which again, Elevest is actually a really great resource because Sally's husband cheated on her and that's when she started the company because she realized that she didn't know what the next day would bring. So if you want to listen to her episode, it's quite old, but if you also want to follow Elevest, they're a really great company to follow. Hey guys, Gabe Dunn here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And on that Patreon, I'm going to start doing live hangs with everyone who is a patron. So if you want to join the Patreon, you can get all these episodes ad-free, videos of our mailbag episodes, extra writing from me, blogs, fiction, other stuff, things that I'm thinking about with regards to money and personal stories. And also now live hangs with me on Zoom once a month. So join the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Discord, hop on over to the Discord. That's free. The link will be in the description. It's so fun. So many of you guys talk over there. It's like truly popping off. And if you're on the Discord, I would love to see you in the live hang so I get to put a face to a name. So yeah, please join patreon.com/GabeSDunn and come hang out with me. Oh my gosh. Budgeting is wild. I am trying to make progress every day. I am, as you guys know, like deeply into rebuilding my finances. It is very hard to keep motivated, but I am constantly looking at the numbers, constantly like looking at ways to cut stuff. And I'm looking for new ways to save. And when I do, I can find my financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. With a Chime checking account, you get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I have constantly had to deal with overdraft fees my entire life. When I first learned what they were upon getting my first bank account, it was a very rude awakening. I also learned about something when I was writing my book where a lot of banks take out money from your account in the order that makes you have overdraft fees, which is so unfair, but Chime allows you an overdraft of up to $200 with no fees. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps you make progress with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 60,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $20 billion. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit. Set up direct deposit into your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
So if you've ever looked at a YouTube video or tried to buy something, you certainly know about Klarna. And Klarna is a Swedish fintech firm, which, yes, they are Swedish. And if you're a fan of Trixie Mattel, you know that they're Swedish because she tries to do a Swedish accent every time she talks about them. They're looking to go public. They're going to become IPO, or I don't know how you phrase that, but they're going public where you can buy stocks in Klarna. Klarna is an interesting thing because it allows you to pay things in installments that wouldn't normally come in installments. So when you go to check out of things like Nike or Instacart, you get hit with, hey, why don't you join Klarna? And you can pay this in installments. And that has been a running theme going on for fintech. And I think it's sort of a micro payday loan, right? Like we've always kind of had this accessible, but usually you would have to go down to a certain area and do it in person. This is allowing you to do this with like a click, which, you know, we had Madeline Hansen on the show and we've had a few people on the show talking about taking these clicks off of your phone and off of your computer to make sure that you don't automate paying for things. So automating these things really would probably come back to bite you in the ass if you're not paying attention to it. You know, in this article, the chief marketing officer, David Sandstrom, again, an incredible name. If you shop at places like Target and Walmart, you know, it could make a lot of sense because you're not paying service fees with Klarna Plus. But if a company goes public, it's going to be beholden to publicly showing its finances, and it's going to be beholden to shareholders, which is very different and might cause some changes in how things run over there. I just am wary. It's just credit, right? It's just a credit card. It's just a credit. It's just paying things off in installments, which isn't breaking news. It isn't anything new. Credit card companies are largely public. You can buy shares of MasterCard if you want. So I just don't know if this is something we should start normalizing in this way. This article says that Wall Street investors tend to favor subscription revenue because of its predictability versus one-time transactions. So for example, if there's a subscription model, you basically know how much you're going to be getting versus the one-time transactions. So for in my own life, if you guys subscribe to the Patreon, that's monthly. I can see how much I'm going to get, the patreon.com/gaybestdone. But if you guys go and give money on Ko-Fee, which is like how we run it for my other show, The New Guys, that's donation-based. So I don't actually know how much I'm getting every month. But the benefit of that is that the people who donate are only donating once. They don't have to think about it and they're not locked in, which you're not locked in on Patreon. You can unsubscribe at any time, but it is a bit more of a commitment. It is also interesting for a Swedish company that their biggest market is in the US. And when they do go public, the company could be valued at $15 billion. My concern is that on whose back? Like, is this actually going to be good for the consumer? Is this actually going to be something that creates a need for more companies like this? Like, there is Affirm, there are these other companies that allow you to pay things in installments. but I am can hear in my head the people we've had on this show who warn you to pay your credit cards off on time or who don't allow themselves to rack up credit card debt. I can hear them screaming. I can absolutely hear Madeline and Katie and other people who have been on this show absolutely losing their minds. I can hear my boyfriend losing his mind. I don't know. I can't say that I'm a fan. Well, let me know what you think. I wouldn't feel good investing in that sort of company, knowing who it's on the backs of. I guess no stock is really, unless you're doing like an ESG fund, which we talked about in a previous episode. And even then, no stock is perfect because we live in a horrible system. But I just don't know that I would want to invest money in something that requires other people to have to pay things in installments, if that makes sense. Well, thank you to everyone who wrote in. If you want to write in, you can do so at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also comment at Gabe S. Dunn or on the Bad With Money Instagram at BWM Pod. Please join the Patreon, patreon.com/GabeS. It really helps us keep the show going. And you can listen to all episodes ad-free and see behind-the-scenes stuff about my life. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Bad With Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual. Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions. Edited by Diane King. Post-production sound by Coco Lorenz. And music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you, love you, bye!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.